Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon. In some cricket, Durban Super Giants have won the toss and elected to bowl first against MI Cape Town. Now, there's just one change to the DSG squad from their encounter against Sunrisers Eastern Cape on Sunday. Jonjon Smuts has been dropped with Dwayne Pretorius back in the squad. Now, it's 3 minutes into the game, which has just gotten underway at Kingsmead Stadium. Ryan Rickleton and Rassie Funadisson are at the crease for MI Cape Town. Rassie Funadisson on strike, opening the strike. Dwayne Pretorius, the first to bowl for Durban Super Giants. The score there, 2 without loss after 6 balls in the first over. Staying with cricket, England's cricketers begin a new era in the white ball format. So when they take on India in the first T20 International in Kolkata tomorrow, it'll be their first match under new head coach Brendan McCullum. Captain Jos Buttler says it's not a completely new setup, with the New Zealander having been in charge of the test team since 2022.
Obviously, there's a lot of players in this squad that have been with him in the test setup for a number of years already. So, just looking forward to building that relationship in the white ball setup. It's going to be a great series against a really top side in their own conditions.
And then there's a load of Champions League football to look out for tonight. Opening up the action, Monaco up against Aston Villa at 7:45. Benfica and Barcelona will lock horns at 10 o'clock. All at 10 o'clock as well. Liverpool up against Lille at Anfield. Juventus against Club Brugge. Bologna and Dortmund are also in action at that same time. Real Madrid will play hosts to Salzburg. Man City are away to PSG. And Arsenal kick off at 10 as well against Dynamo Zagreb. And then over to some tennis to close. 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic stunned young Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz to reach the penultimate round of the Australian Open. Now, the 10-time champion lost the first set 4-6 to the world number 3 before gradually taking control of the match. The 37-year-old Serbian won the next 3 sets 6-4, 6-3 and 6-4 to reach his 50th Grand Slam semi-final. Speaking after the victory on court, Djokovic commended his opponent and thinks that this game should have been a decider.
My utmost respect and admiration for Carlos and everything he stands for and what he has achieved so far in his young career. What a terrific guy he is, and an even better competitor. Youngest ever number one in the world in the history of our sport.